The governor declared a drought emergency this week. Would you concur?
Yeah, I think that was a wise decision. I think we're in a moderate drought in the southern part of the state, and at a time when the corn is at a particularly susceptible point in its life cycle, giving the go-ahead to use some alternative irrigation sources, I think, was a good decision.
We are at a critical point with crops. I understand that if it doesn't rain significantly sometime within the next 2 weeks, we're going to see some irreparable crop damage.
I think that's correct. Yeah, I'm not an agronomist, although having lived here 20 years, you recognize that in the first couple of weeks of July, that's when you really see it take off. And if the available water that it needs is not there, then you really have trouble with the corn. That's correct.
And the trouble with irrigating is that many of our water sources are at a critical point, too, and it may not be wise to try to tap into those.
Well, that's true. They're finite, and they have lost a lot of water themselves. It's probably more than the ground, some of the lakes and streams. And when you start to tap those, then you're dealing with an emergency reserve of water. But you do so with the expectation that in the longer term, month or two or 3 months downstream, that'll be replenished. And of course, if that is not the case, that exacerbates your drought stress.
We seem to be in a catch-22. We need moisture to replenish the soil. However, so much moisture has evaporated. People comment that the rain seems to go around us, but the truth is there's no moisture coming up out of the ground to create rain.
That's actually a very good point. There is a cycle. It's not the predominant mechanism that allows it to rain here in the summertime and gives us our rainy season during the summer, that is, with thunderstorms and so on. But the amount of water vapor that's transpired by vegetation into the atmosphere in the summertime, especially in agricultural areas dealing heavily with corn, is an enormous amount of water vapor. And that's a substantial loss to the water vapor content of the atmosphere. And until and unless we have an import of water vapor from another part of the country, coincident with a kind of weather disturbance that could actually turn it into widespread rains, we really have a problem.
When we were in the grips of the heat wave, we kept hearing that the highs for the day broke records set in 1936. Can you take us back to 1936 and tell us what was happening then?
1936, the first 2.5 weeks of July, was easily the hottest 2.5 weeks ever in the history of the United States, probably the last few hundred years in the central plains of North America. Nearly 30% of the Union had established its all-time high temperature records within that monstrous month of July 1936.
Is it too early to say whether we're in the midst of a drought of historic proportions?
I think it is way too early to say that. In fact, it's really food for thought for those of us who pay attention to some of these things, weather and or drought or both, that we are only in a moderate drought here in the southern part of the state. And some of our own citizens in the last few summers have, in the northern part of the state, have been in a severe drought. So by my experience, what's formally considered a moderate drought is extremely dry. That's what we have right now. So I can't even imagine what an extreme drought is. And there are large parts of our country that year in and year out suffer from such droughts. So, no, we are not anywhere near a historic level of drought in the southern part of the state, not even close. But it's been since about 1988 that we had anything quite like this.
Jonathan Martin, thanks for being with us.
You bet.